100.7 WHUD, Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same. We're trying to get better. It's 8:46 with Mike and Casey.
And joining us live on the phone is Westchester County Executive George Latimer. He's been with us before since this coronavirus outbreak began. And we're so happy to have you back, sir. We know that you're busy. But I noticed on Twitter this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, you said you had canceled all your April appointments. What is that all about?
Well, I think, Mike, Casey, we're not going to have too many in-person meetings during the month of April. The surge has not yet hit. We are making good use of Zoom, and we're making good use of conference calls, and some of the meetings that we would have had with local boards and all that stuff can be done in that fashion. But, you know, social distancing is the order of the day, and we've got to do what we can to beat this thing.
Okay, so in your office, you're not having any more face-to-face meetings. Talk to the people in Westchester. What do we need to know right now?
I think it's important to understand that this is a very contagious virus, and the more we're in contact with people that we don't need to be in contact with, it's not urgent, the more chances we have to get the virus or to spread it to somebody else. So the more we can find ourselves doing what we have to do at a minimum level outside of the house, and then stay home, if that can be done. There are emergency workers, Casey, Mike. There are people whose jobs do require certain kinds of things. But above and beyond that, stay home, chill out. It may take a while, but when the while is over, we survive it and we get back to business.
Talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer, thank you so much for joining us. I want to give a shout-out to Catherine Chaffee, your communications director, because we always put her to the test to see how quick we can get you on the phone, and she always comes through, so we appreciate her
efforts. She comes through if I keep my phone on.
Well, I can understand trying to, you know, avoid some of the media at this point because you must be peppered with questions. One question I was going to ask you is about the Westchester County Center in White Plains. We hear the governor talking about, you know, that's going to be a overflow hospital, if you will. What are your comments about the county center and how it's being used?
Well, we were more than happy to try to make it available for additional hospital beds. We have about 3,000, a little over 3,000 hospital beds in Westchester right now. The governor is trying to get the existing hospitals to add another 1,000 to 1,500 beds. The county center is our single largest square footage area. We play basketball, you know, we have basketball tournaments there and exhibits and stuff like that. We turned it over to the state and the Army Corps of Engineers. They're going to turn it into hospital beds, add another, I don't know, 100 beds or something like that. And that's all for the benefit. Keep in mind, if Westchester satisfies every sick person in Westchester, we still want to be there with beds for Rockland and Dutchess and Orange and Putnam if they run out of beds. So it's not just taking care of your own and putting up a wall. It's making as much available for anybody who's sick.
Right. And I know, I'll ask, are you in communication daily with the surrounding counties?
We talk, maybe not every single day. It depends on the circumstances. But Ed Day, Mary Ellen O'Dell, Steve Newhouse, Mark Molinaro, and even Pat Ryan up in Ulster, we're all friends. We're all going through the same thing at the same time. And if we can help each other out, we're certainly happy to do it. Westchester's, you know, a little bit bigger county, and we've tested more. We have more cases, but everybody's struggling with their workload, and no one's got it easy.
We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer live on the phone with us this morning. How are the healthcare workers doing? Are you getting firsthand feedback from them, number one, about the pace and the exhaustion that comes with this, and also about the equipment that may be in short supply?
Well, they're very exhausted. There's no question this has been going on now for